Welcome.
God damn it, honey. Why don't you just take care of me like I deserve?
I do, bitch. Let's just have a coffee conversation.
Let's repeat the coffee. Beth makes my coffee.
Every morning.
Every single night.
Every night for the next
Every morning. Night for the morning.
Hept man.
And I said, I'm going to go pick up a smoker.
So you have to tell them about our Saturday rituals. The only time I get a Starbucks.
Cheers and enjoy
the only time
the
I get a Frappuccino, it's like, unless it's 30 degrees, I get a Frappuccino every Saturday.
True.
And you were like, you're going to have to figure it out on your
own.
You're
going to have to figure it out. Bullshit, bitch.
I said, excuse me? The woman who makes your coffee every morning has to figure it out. And he's like, all right, I'll get you a Frappuccino.
You know, some days, I don't get it right all the time.
Sometimes.
Like 99% of the time I get it right.
Sometimes you get it right. Just kidding. You
Welcome to the Bar is Open with Beth and Greg. I'm Greg and that's Beth.
I'm trouble.
You're not trouble. Can you pour some whiskey out? We felt like having some whiskey tonight.
Of course I can.
We've got, in a couple minutes, I'm going to lead off with a whiskey review.
My eyelashes are sticking together. Hold on.
Something in my eyelashes.
How much you want? Two finger?
Oh, just whatever. Like, just fill it up. Whatever that means. Yeah, that's fine.
Not too much?
No, that's not too much. Is there ever too much whiskey? That's the question, right?
Sometimes there is because you talk in your sleep. Did you drink hard AF on Wednesday?
Didn't touch one.
Did you drink whiskey on Friday and Wednesday?
Didn't touch any.
Talking in your sleep so much. Hey, Reed, did you have fun in Austin? I guess not really Austin.
I don't think he ended up going. Did you end up going to Austin? I don't know.
He always says you're there, so now I'm going to have to start.
I thought you were going. I don't remember. Cannot confirm.
He went two knuckles deep into.
All right. Ready?
What's the first knuckle? Is that the first one that bends?
Well, that's that little, the little one
that.
The one you could like literally cut off and it wouldn't really make a big difference.
Oh, no, it would.
Does it?
Yeah, because you wouldn't have anything to grab like small things.
Second knuckle is there. All right, let's go. But this is with ice.
Your hands aren't clean.
All right, so that's probably, I can't touch the bottom. I've got short, stubby fingers. You gave it a shot.
No, I'm okay. I don't care how deep it is.
So with ice, probably a little over. And this is, what are we doing?
Ocean,
which one?
Jefferson's Ocean.
Just the Jefferson's Ocean?
Yeah,
cheers. Cheers.
Blend of straight bourbon whiskey. Small batch.
Oh, yeah. Small batch.
Mm. I let mine sit for a minute. I let it blossom.
It's so good.
I let it blossom. So I should have gone, but had no plans to go this
week. Honey, how are you doing this after this long-ass week?
It's so weird how long it was, but how quick it went by.
It went by fast.
I mean.
Well, yeah.
I had a friend. She didn't retire. I had a coworker. She didn't retire. She started to be a full-time mom because her kids are
so busy. She's my age. She started like
she's a little
in the
older
same
than
class
today. She's a little older than you. She's
maybe a year
she's like
or
50,
something like that.
I think she's like 50.
Heather's 50?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
She was a few years older than me.
Babe, you're 47. A few years would be 50.
I know, but I literally started
working
with her.
I thought she was younger, too. I thought she was like Steph's age, like mid-40s,
so going
right?
back, like, this is like, I've got history with Heather.
Yes. And so, though, how I found out was like, you probably don't remember, but there used to be a show, and the Ally McBeal show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, how old do you think I am? I loved that show. And I was like, were you old enough to watch it? She was like, Beth, I'm 50. And I was like, shut up.
I didn't know
up.
She was 50.
Yeah.
Heather, love you. Didn't
and
know
so
you're 50. You don't look 50.
She's decided, her and her husband decided it was time because they're so busy because
Good
their kids
Lord.
Are very active that she was just going to be full-time mom and homemaker.
Fucking rad.
Full-time wife.
Mark's doing pretty good, obviously.
Well, she was funny. She's like, I mean, we're definitely going to miss the salary. She's like, but I'm going to go back to the gym. Like so last Friday was her last Friday. I was like, holy shit, it's already been a week since Heather vamanoosed. And then I start going, when can I do it?
Whenever the fuck you want.
No. My 401k has to come back up a little.
That's you. That's a you thing.
Well, you have to be at least 57 to get retirement.
Yeah, but we theoretically could get you there.
We'd have to change a lot of shit, and I don't think that we're in the headspace to do that.
Oh, no, we spend way too much money. Is that what you're talking about? Like, We live like we're 25. Like,
we go and get Vans and spend like $400 on shoes that we honestly, I didn't need.
I needed them.
You did, but I didn't need the pair I got.
You got a pair of Vans. They were $70.
Yeah.
That's really not that much.
It's a lot, if you think about it, for tennis shoes, for Vans.
How old are you? Jesus Christ. Do you know how many hats we have? We have 800 hats hanging on.
Seriously, I tell you all the time, I'm like, can we just throw you away?
Richardson 112s or whatever it is. And they're all
I love them.
$20 to $30
I'm not saying that they're bad hats. Some of them are just ghetto old.
Reed did say, he goes, just claim disability.
I mean,
we're not those people, dude. We can't do that.
Can't do
like
it.
Okay, so that's an interesting point because some
people
would absolutely do that.
No, and if they're comfortable with that,
can't
that's on them,
and
but I'm not
if they're
comfortable
disabled cool
but if they're but not really disabled
if you're not really disabled
right
because like I can't go to jujitsu every couple nights.
It depends on what your disability is.
No, I can't. Well, yeah, you can
like,
have a mental.
I could say mine could be mental
OCD.
No, depression. Like I get such dark depression, I don't move for days.
And then they see you out and they see you doing fucking podcasts twice a week or three times a week. And they're like, you're not that disabled, bitch.
Exactly.
Right.
So my dad, when he retired from
we're way too public.
When my dad retired from the DEA, that was his next job. Is he did it part time, but he was a claims investigator, like a claims fraud mm-hmm. investigator.
I remember that. Yeah.
He'd be like, this idiot is claiming like he jacked his back up. And I follow him one day and he's playing sand volleyball. Tossing his body everywhere. And I was like, oh.
Boom said Greg can claim he's being short as fuck.
He likes to, they like to comment on your height. You're not that short.
No, Boom's tall as fuck.
Well, just because he's tall as fuck doesn't mean you're short. Everybody's short next to him. Listen, I'm all getting protective of my man.
No, I'm short as fuck.
Only I could call
no,
him
no,
short.
No, I call I myself, know, out, myself out on short.
You don't
I don't care.
Care
a fuck, dude. Like I'm,
you got shit out on stuff that I was like, I would never, ever.
I was
that.
Blessed with a lower center of gravity, is how I look.
Well, when
at
you
it.
Fall, it hurts less.
But that's exactly what I'm saying. Like when I'm in jujitsu and somebody tries to take me down, I'm like, I only have to go down like 3 feet.
Or snowboarding. You only fall over like 3 feet.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm already squatted down and then.
How tall is Womb?
Womb, how tall are you? I think you were like 6'4. I think, I don't remember, something like that. And then we know Reed's 6-ish.
Reed's tall.
Yeah, Reed's 6-ish.
Reed said, I wish I had no morals. Nah.
No, well, it comes down to this. It's like, when you work for, it's just like you, Reed, you've worked for your comedy for so long and you're like, fuck you. You know you could play that game if you really wanted to because you've seen people do it. But do you want to fucking do it? Right? And you're like, no, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that person.
Well, I think there would be like, some guilt associated for me.
And some people
mostly because
don't
I'm very judgy
about
like people who shouldn't claim disability.
I judge the shit out of
like,
people.
Because I know people, and I've said before.
Only 6'3". Fuck you, Reed. Or Womb, rather. Not you, Reed. Love you, Reed.
He's tall.
6'3", he's tall.
How much do you weigh?
He's like a 140.
No, he's not. He's
just
too skinny
then. String bean.
He's just a string bean.
Yeah, I'd take him down. Double leg. Choke him out pretty quick.
He can't be that skinny because you said he's got like 20 kids.
And I'm fucking...
Every time I talk about his kids, it always goes up in number every time.
I'm coming up on... what's up, Alex?
Hey, Alex.
I'm coming up on fucking 48 years old. I hold my own at jujitsu.
So here's what's going to be really sad is you're going to shrink.
What's that mean?
I used to be 5'7", and now I'm 5'6".
Dude, I was 5'9", like a week ago. Like I'm 5'6" and a half now.
Now your spine is broken, yeah, so no, you dude, like I'm compressed like, it.
I swear to God, I'm like, if you can't see what I'm saying, like my back is just compressing down.
He cries about his back so much.
I'm going through a
285. He's huge.
Good lord, bro. You a big
but
man?
At six,
you a big man?
At 6'3", that's probably.
Are
not,
you obese? I need a current. What?
I can't imagine that'd be obese at 6'3". He's big.
You're a big brother.
He's not as big as Peter.
No, Peter's fucking 6'3", 350.
Yeah, so no, he's probably
so
well.
Peter from.
If he's well distributed, that's probably perfect.
I don't know, dude. That's fucking big man.
I mean, he's not saying he's small.
What are you squatting, bro?
Bruh.
Do you even squat? That's the question.
Derek!
So
he's
if you
like,
don't listen, if you're listening to the audio, if you don't. if you only listen to the audio, come out to the Bars Open on Ball
YouTube
on with Beth
I'm
and Greg.
I'm big, not fat, so much. Exactly.
Yeah, you're just big.
Just solid. Solid.
But come out to the Bars Open with Beth and Greg. Fridays and Wednesdays, we do our show live on YouTube. And you can get into the chats with everybody else and start hanging out and start having some conversations with the people in the chats. It's always fun.
Yeah. I love it when we bring up a topic and they go down a rabbit hole sometimes.
Fuck yes.
Cheers.
Derek Dulcey. I've never seen you on the show, bro. Welcome. I don't know.
I mean, the name seems like I've... It's like Dick Dangler. You don't forget a name with double
Dirk
D's.
Dirk Diggler.
You know what that is. Derek.
But welcome,
Dulcey.
Man. Hey, thanks for joining.
Squared.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to just hang out. I'm going to go through some stories.
Or gentle.
Real quick, frat party update. Frat guy update.
This is the frat guys.
Well,
you call it up. Let me say something.
So there's just a picture. Go ahead.
This is the longest a bottle of whiskey has lasted in our house that's this good. I think we forgot we had it.
No, we didn't.
No, we've just been good.
We've been good. Because there's better ones.
Yeah, we don't touch that one. That one's off limits.
There's better ones back there.
Well, we don't touch that one either because there's not enough of it.
Yeah, that's
can't get it.
Oceans.
This one you can at least get it. That one you can't get unless you go to Ireland.
No, you're not wrong.
Lasts forever, which is weird because when we typically like a whiskey, it makes it maybe 2 weeks.
Well, we had to be mindful because I think we were getting a little too drunk a few times there.
I would never admit to such a thing.
And we got that one in fucking Colorado.
It lasted a month. March, honey. Oh, month and a half. Yeah, 6 weeks. Oh, that's really long.
We'll probably kill that bitch tonight, though.
No,
let's be honest.
This would make us feel
Let's be honest. We're gonna kill that bitch tonight.
We're going to the rodeo tomorrow night. We can't feel like ass.
No, that one makes you feel good.
No, too much of anything good is bad.
You just save a little bit for the morning.
Oh, that's
throw it in your coffee. Yeah. This is a picture that has come out of those bro hams.
Did somebody AI that?
Well, they just drew it or something like that. Anyway, but the GoFundMe, remember, I didn't know what the it's over $500,000 now.
I bet you they're going to give out some to charity.
$516,000 when I looked at
it. Hey, Jacob.
When I looked at it earlier, it was $516,000.
It's going up that much. Who are the people? Like, I wonder.
Some wealthy people are like donating
tons.
10K at a time.
Do you imagine being rich enough to donate 10K to a bunch of college kids?
Fucking right, dude. Oh. All right. I'm going to pull it up right now.
Hashtag life goals.
So this is the newest. 516,000. Yep. 516,647. So I know some other podcasts have read this, but I'm going to read it real quick. Update. No, let me go back to the original. I'm trying to find the original. That's way too long. But nonetheless, they've hired a woman that worked at the White House and did their party planning for the White House.
Oh, wow.
To come down and help
them throw
the party.
It's going to be a gala, not a party.
Right. Well, I mean, it's going to be so much, right? Ross and Dan and the Hard AF sent them 20 cases of Hard AF.
Had
his mom and dad.
His mom.
Ross's mom and dad live in the same town.
Oh.
As this place.
Yeah.
Hand delivered them to them. And they talked to his mom yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday. Talked to him in the morning and fucking she goes through and she's like, holy shit. Like the chancellor for that fraternity was like, we can't accept this. Dude snuck out the back.
And took it while they were talking.
No, and they were like, we have an annex house down the road because you can't drink at the main.
Here's the thing. They do.
No, every
frat house does.
But they have an annex house.
Okay.
That you can do all the drinking and the drug and then the sex and then the.
Oh, they do all that in the main house too. Don't be.
Well,
don't
maybe.
Be
I've never been a part.
Doors.
I never.
I was a skep little sister, but I never dated.
What's that
a
mean?
Single. I was a, just. I was.
You just hooked up?
No, I didn't hook up with anyone. I had a boyfriend that was in a different fraternity.
So what I'm saying is, like, but it was
no,
awesome.
But
and his mom
drink.
Was...
I guess it depends, though, because that was also in the early 90s.
Yeah,
and
it was
so
awesome.
I know they've tightened up a lot because there's been incidences.
Yeah, where people get hazed to death.
Because in Austin, I haven't done it. I've only done it once in my life. What am I talking about? And I was 21.
Derek, don't worry. We're going to get to Cinco de Mayo here in a minute.
Tuesdays, no, in Austin, they have what's called Roundup. And it's all the fraternities throw basically huge parties at their house. And you just pop from house to house. And it's how they get people interested in their fraternity.
So I went to Arizona State. And I never had the opportunity to be like part of any of that.
Yeah.
I was working full time and I was living in
I had a lot of fun as I lived to get my sister until I got a serious boyfriend that was like in, I can't even remember what fraternity he was in.
Yeah. I didn't have the
fraternity pin for
typical
a while.
College life.
No, you worked.
I worked all the time.
Yeah. You've always worked all the time.
I love working.
No, you don't.
I hate working. I love doing podcasting. But nonetheless, fucking his mom and dad. Who are in their 60s.
They took it and they took it to the other house. Yeah. And
she said the kids piled in the car with them, in the truck with them, and took it over to the other house and unloaded the 20 cases of fucking hard AF, which is fucking rad.
That's
dude,
funny.
I'm like, I should have, god damn it, there's hard AF up there. There's only one. I don't have any cold, I got cold ones in the refrigerator.
You don't need them.
But I should have fucking cracked one for them.
Well, pretend crack. You're drinking whiskey.
Love those guys.
It's a little higher end than hard AF.
But $515,000 they've got. $516,000. They've got a party planner. They've got a money manager already associated.
Don't set the money aside so that fraternity will never have to worry about funds again. Hopefully they give a little to a charity, I'm sure, in the name of the fraternity.
Gives a fuck.
If they're smart, they will.
Fuck charities.
A local charity in the name of the fraternity that they will probably. One of their, what do you call it? When it's one of their alumni fraternity brothers will say, we're giving $100,000 to.
No, I wouldn't give $100,000. I'd be like, we're going to give. To children with cancer.
Or like the Humane
Society.
I give
money to cancer kids, yeah. But I'm not giving any fucking money to.
I'll give it to the Humane Society.
Fuck. We already give money to Humane Society.
I don't. You do. I give mine to therapy dogs for veterans. I give them $500 a year. Good cause.
Whatever. It's all good. All right. Cheers.
Cheers to those kids.
Cheers to those fucking bro hams. And the
to
cool
their
thing
parents.
Is, okay, so
for
what,
raising them the right
I,
way.
I absolutely have to say this. It absolutely awoken the bro ham. Fucking thing.
What is a broham?
A broham is just a dude. It's like, what's up, bro? Broham. And you do like the, you have to do the.
So it's really nothing. It's.
No, it's just dudes being like normal guys. Like
it's like the what's up.
It's
what's
every that? Single one of my friends. Like that, we're just buddies.
I haven't heard the word broham since like 2005.
Yeah, because that was my lifetime. That was when I...
Well, I used... Somebody made fun of me for using, that's rad, dude. And they were like, did you just say rad? And I'm like, yeah, it's a great word. Try it. You might like it.
Yeah, everything comes back. So...
Oh, it's not in my eyeball.
The idea is this. It's what they did is they... Now, if you go online...
And I wonder if that woman reached out to them and be like, I can help you plan your party.
I don't
want to
get it. No, but there's... I don't know that there's money being raised for everybody else. And I'm not trying to be political.
No. I'm saying, no, if the lady from the White House that worked at the White House that planned the parties at the White House reached out to them and said... Let me provide you my services.
No, I think she had an affiliation somehow.
Oh, really? Yeah. Like maybe her kid or her husband
something
or something
to do with that. There was an affiliation. Cool. There was some sort of affiliation with that. But what also was kind of happened was
something in my there's
all of these other fraternities now going out there and being like
trying
singing.
To be cool.
No, they're it's like the whole like
Greek fraternity.
Is that it? I don't know how to say it. Like Alpha Gamma, blah blah blah.
Greek.
Whatever, I was not a part of
Greek
it, dude.
Fraternities.
They're getting...
And probably, I'm sure some of the...
And they're singing the Star-Spangled Banner, and they're doing these things that are very pro-American, which you gotta fucking love.
Yeah, it's about fucking time.
Right.
That was the highlight.
So that is part of my Feel Good Friday. I need you to put your headphones on.
You said this was gonna make me cry.
Okay, so, yep.
It's not duckies again, is it?
No. This is a... What I mean... You're going to hear yourself in your headset now.
Okay. I do.
Yeah.
I have a really low voice. That's why I hate listening to myself.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So this one I found. And if it makes you dizzy, just take one out.
It's not dizzy.
Okay. I found this the other, like today, just scrolling through some shit. So I'm doing my Feel Good Friday early because I think this is going to bring in us to some more conversation about like people just being good.
Right. When you put it on, I'll put it on.
All right. People just being good.
Yeah.
Right. In general.
Good citizens.
And it starts with kids being young. So I need you to throw that on there. You ready?
Nope, not yet. Okay.
All right. So check this out. You guys are going to like this. It's a little bit, it's a 3-minute video.
Oh, wow.
So just pay attention.
Okay. Can you mute us?
I'm going to go hide outside of this coffee house and go pray while I'm waiting on my coffee.
Then Matt comes out on the patio, looking for somewhere quiet for his devotional time. He finds a corner spot.
I was just looking around and then I see this back way. I wanted to know where it was.
About that same time, security video shows Kelvin enter the patio.
I saw chairs and I turned to my left and I see Matt in a corner praying.
Keep in mind, these two had never met. Kelvin was willing to take the risk and walk right up to this stranger.
I'm sitting there slowly opening my eyes and I see a kid that's about my height coming at me and he's got gray sweatpants on, gray sweatshirt, and his hands coming at me, and I'll open more and there's a dollar bill coming at me. I was dumbfounded.
I said, excuse me, sir, are you homeless? Because if you are, here's a dollar.
I said, no, I'm actually not homeless. I actually live across the street in this condo apartment thing.
And then he was confused. He didn't really know what to do. He ain't take the dollar, though.
In fact, Matt offered to buy Kelvin breakfast. The video shows Kelvin walk away while Matt stays put, waiting for his new young hero to return. Kelvin had to get the okay from his dad. Kelvin says he has always wanted to help a homeless person, but never had money. So this time, with a buck in his pocket, when he saw someone he thought needed help, he was all in to make a difference.
I had money, it wasn't that much, but it could still help him get something.
Them at the table, chatting about sports, first love, even heartbreak.
Hi, Kennedy, if you're watching this, your boyfriend's on live TV. What, ex-boyfriend?
WBRZ arranged their second meetup, and I shared the surprising news with Kelvin. The man he thought was homeless is actually a multi-millionaire. Matt gained success in the hunting industry after launching several outdoor companies and brands with his family.
Is this your first millionaire that you've met?
First millionaire. If you're my first millionaire I met, you can lend me a couple bucks, right?
I think I can lend you more than a couple bucks. I even brought you a little gift today.
Which included some very nice fashion swag. Matt's store, another amazing surprise.
Go.
A 40-second shopping spree. Nothing off limits.
Oh, man, you did good. Did you really pick out this bike?
Yes.
You know how much this costs? $2,000.
And yes, Kelvin got to take it all home free. Matt says it is the least he can do for a kid who gave him something that money cannot buy.
You gave the only money in your pocket to me and thinking I was a homeless man. And that speaks volumes of your character and what this generation that's coming up. If they're more like Kelvin and they're going to give, they're going to be filled with joy, they're going to be happy, they're going to change the community, then change the parish, then change the state, and they can change the world. You have that power. You can do it.
This is what I fucked up. God damn it.
I don't know why you touch
shit. There it is. You guys should be able to hear us now.
They probably, did they at least hear the video?
Can you hear it now?
Did you guys get to hear the video?
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Mime the rest of the show. Thanks, Chuck. Anyways, so like they missed this part. The reason why I think it made me emotional.
You guys should be able to hear us. Hang on one second.
I blame Beth.
Confirm,
shut up, Nico.
Real quick. You should be able to hear it.
Can you hear us now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hit the wrong button.
I think the reason why it made me emotional is it gives me hope that we're not so screwed up as a nation.
No,
you know, because all we focus on is the negative shit now. We're talking about the riots at the colleges. Yeah,
the colleges. And those.
Everything, when I was looking for a story today, everything was political and bullshit. And I was like.
It's definitely not. But yeah, I agree. I agree 100% with that. And that's the fucked up part.
You can bite me.
No, he said.
Don't worry, Greg. I know it's Beth's fault. And Nico said, I blame Beth too. Screw you guys.
Love you. Love you. Thank you for the support.
You only knew that support. It was always Greg. It's always Greg touching shit. It's like my life. I'm like,
is that how Sammy Sosa used to do it?
No, he used to do it to God. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Right.
Or his mom or somebody.
Or whatever, whoever was.
Somebody in heaven.
But no, you're not wrong. And we'll kind of reiterate what we were just talking about when we had a moment of silence there. You're right. And that's why I was like, this 10-year-old kid.
It's very sweet.
That has $1. It's his first buck.
He's probably going to go buy a Snickers. Wait, you can't buy a Snickers per dollar.
But he couldn't go into Starbucks and buy anything either. Right? But he literally said, I just wanted to check out this back entrance. And he finds this dude just sitting there praying. But, this is
a devotional moment. I love that.
But that's an interesting thing, too, because a lot of people don't. If I saw that dude sitting in the corner, me personally,
I'd stare.
Like, you're like, just standing in the corner doing a devotional moment.
But at least he wasn't facing the corner, because then I would have thought Blair Witch.
Yeah, right. So that's a little bit different.
Here's what it also teaches
me. But he was just looking for a private space.
Here's what it also tells me. I need to be more open and not judgy. I think I've also come to a place in my life where I'm like trying to, like, I notice that I judge a lot. And I'm like, come on. Who are you to judge anyone? No one should judge anyone.
Right.
Unless you're cacawing and cuckooing like a jackass.
I did mention in our moment of silence that like womb has like 37 kids.
Said 70 actually.
Or say 70?
Yeah.
Something like that. 37, 70 doesn't really matter after like
10,
12.
How many kids does he really have? Is what
I
need to know.
No idea. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's like heavy. It's like, I know all he does is work for his children. But you go like this and
Jacob said, Greg touching shit is why we have Beth and Greg in our lives.
Exactly. But you go like this, and it comes back to, you're like.
His dad did something,
his parents.
Not only did he give a dollar, but then he also went to go make sure he had permission to go have breakfast and with a stranger.
And then the guy was like, I want to buy you breakfast.
Yeah.
And we did say, we know a bunch of millionaires.
He's very down to earth.
And we know the millionaires we know
are like,
luckily,
we don't know the millionaires we're acquainted with. We don't know them.
Friends.
No, we don't know them. We've just met them.
Right.
Are very down to earth.
And they'll do anything.
Yeah. And that's not always the case, unfortunately.
Right.
But so it just warmed my heart. I could sound like it warmed my heart.
I saw that on fucking Instagram or something like that. And I had to share it because it's one of those things that you just go, goddamn, that kid just did something out of the kindness of his heart.
It was sweet.
Pure and as pure as it can get. Because there's nothing.
Well, he wasn't sure what was going to happen because this kid's a big kid, right? Like he's
probably. And the other guy's like, what the fuck? I see a kid handing me.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what's going on here. I don't understand. But he remains calm.
Yeah.
Which I also think is a rarity.
And then the kid got a fucking
$2,000 bike.
Plus whatever else, which is amazing.
It's really cool.
And then they got to, I guarantee they've got a friendship.
Oh, no. He's probably going to big brother him. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
I think that's cool. At least you know I hope that's what happens.
That's like the hugest check mark.
That's a good one. Mine is very simple and plain compared to yours. Yeah.
Which is fine. That's why I started it off because I think there's a way with a lot of us with a lot of us right now going all the bullshit. Like you can go on to Instagram, you can go on to fucking Facebook. And it's just all sorts of craziness happening. Going back to the beginning where you have the frat guys and all that, and like you see some positive coming out of it where people are now starting to coalesce together. And
I think we're turning a corner a little bit where people are beginning to realize that their negativity is suffering. Like, how do I say this properly? Like, okay, so a broadcast company, right?
Yeah.
Or a news channel. I feel like they're starting to see a little bit like people are getting and giving more responses to feel goods than just what would, like, the horrible things that are happening in the world. The
clickbait bullshit.
Yeah. And so I think, like I said, I think I said this, I'm proud of that news channel that decided to run this. Even if it was just on Instagram, they probably get more views on Instagram than they do on their actual views on their TV channel news.
Yeah.
That they decided to run this, because you don't see this very often in the media.
I didn't see this on a channel. This was somebody's, that's what I'm saying.
Instagram. Somebody.
This was like a local. No, this was a local news.
That's what I'm saying. A local news company.
And then somebody else.
But they put it there for somebody to find, and then somebody pushed it. Which nowadays it's doom and gloom.
All fucking right now. Whether it's local or national news, man,
it's all doom and gloom, and it's
fucking.
It's a way to keep people oppressed.
We are currently in the same news cycle that COVID started out with, only with Palestine or fucking
everything.
Israel,
when I was looking, and it doesn't matter who you.
It's all bullshit.
Resonate with, but so like, you know what? Everything was Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump that. And I was like, no, I don't care. Can you give me a funny story? You're the mirror, for fucking crying out loud.
So now we're going to dump off that conversation. We're going to be like, look for the positive. That's the whole reason we started doing.
And it's hard sometimes.
We started doing the feel goods.
Well, that's why we do weird stuff.
And we do feel goods every single fucking episode.
And don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's really hard to find a feel good.
Fucking sucks sometimes.
Some days you're like, well, I don't feel good.
But
I don't
want to get find a feel good somewhere. Like, did your kid make you fucking laugh at something dumb? My fucking cat stole my fucking cigarettes overnight. Literally, I smoke a cigarette at 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. Go out on the back porch. Smoke a cigarette, out. Right? Yeah, if you don't know, I'm a smoker, whatever. Don't give a fuck. Judge yourselves. Go out on the back deck. Smoke. Pack cigarettes are on the
counter.
On your corner. Wake up this morning.
And Greg's like,
did you move my smokes?
Did you move my smokes? They're gone. I'm like, why would I move
my cigarettes? I look under my couch. I look under fucking.
You look under the wine bar. You look under the fridge. You look
everything
in the closet.
In this fucking house. My fucking cat stole my. I was like. I literally texted you earlier. I was like, do we have a smoking cat?
Did you find my cigarettes or do we have a smoking cat now? And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure Milo's still smoking.
I know smoking's bad for you, but I was like, it's got to be worse for a cat.
He don't care.
Right.
Trust me, like, he's like, but you found them.
Why did I find them?
Because you went to go get kitty food.
I had to get, he fucking set me up like a little bitch. His little
no,
bin
he
was
made
getting
you
empty.
A little bitch.
Yeah, that's what he did. His little bin of food was getting empty, and he kicked those bitches.
He's like,
and I went to get his cat
food
to fill up his bin.
Yep.
And there they were.
They were there
all day. I looked for those fucking cigarettes.
All day.
Just telling you, cats are bad for you. That's what fucking Nico said.
Bad for you.
Goddamn right. Our cat's a fucking ninja.
No, you know what? Here's
where he was pulling money off. He's trying to extort us.
He was pulling quarters off, receipts off. I'm like, everything in this world is not your pay toy.
That bitch is like, fuck you. Fuck you.
And I'm like trying to figure out why he's interested in a quarter. I'm like, what about that is interesting? He's like, it moves. That's all he said to me. It moves.
It's so much fun though.
We gave him a straw last night because we had an extra straw. I put it up because he found it this morning. He was playing with it. I was like, okay, I'm gonna let you have 5 minutes and then put that.
It's true though, right?
Because here's what's funny is I've decided I am not spending money on cat toys anymore.
Just buy straws.
Because he plays with them for like 5 minutes and then he's over them.
There's one on our couch I couldn't get.
But if I give him a straw or a twist tie, that bitch is for hours busy. I'm
a
like,
twist tie. Just give the cat trash and he's fine. That's literally what I told you the other day. I was like, no. He's like, can you just throw this upstairs for him? And I'm like, no.
It's like, put it upstairs so it won't go under something. You're like, last thing I need is for my dogs to see that and eat it. And I'm like, well, they're going to, that's
and
tiny.
Then I said, literally, you're throwing trash on the floor.
Not trash. It was
a twist tie. Which is trash.
Not trash.
By everybody else's standard, that
my
is a piece of trash.
My cat says it's not trash.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to any of this. Fuck. Cats are.
So Nico doesn't like pussy, is what I just read.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says cats are bad for you. The pussy cat.
Oh, he's gay.
Sorry, Nico.
I didn't know you were gay. It's okay, dude.
It doesn't bite.
It's okay.
Well, maybe.
Have
I
you
mean,
seen the new flag that came out?
Of what?
For the gay people?
No.
Well, I don't know if it's just gay people. Google it. Like, look up the new LGBTQ PRS flag. We'll share that. So that way Nico knows that you were fully.
What is it? It came up automatically.
I think it.
Images.
And it's got like a circle. And it's got like this V through it. Can you show it to me real quick?
That's horrible.
Let's hold it up to me. No, that's not it. There's a newer version of that. Yeah, there's definitely a newer version.
No, you said a V in a circle. Or did I say that?
No. It's out there somewhere. I would share it with you, but I'd be afraid to.
What is your vision of it?
No, it's not my vision.
No, what do you recall the vision?
It had like the something. It was way.
It had the arrow,
but it went through the circle and things like that.
No, I don't think it went through the circle.
I don't know.
The circle's going through.
Jacob.
All day.
Nico said he's only a little gay. It's okay.
I mean, hey.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to try something new every once in a while.
Right. You get bored. Nowadays, you can get a little bored nowadays.
Although I've never kissed a girl. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
I think you have.
I have not. When? Yana, when?
Yana.
No, that bitch made that up. I already told you. Why would I kiss her? She was nasty. You already know that. You're just pulling legs. Chuck was there. He knows I didn't kiss her.
You ever kissed a dick?
I mean, I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
All right. I need you to get into this story over here.
What story would that be, my love?
This would be celibacy before marriage.
Okay.
Would you? Okay.
You already know what I'm going to say.
I was man whore before I got married.
Yes.
But I settled down.
Well, you were a man whore with the same woman, just several women for a year at a time.
That's a good way to put it. I was a monogamous man whore.
Yeah, you just had a different girlfriend every year.
Is that the way to put it?
Yes.
Right. So what I did was.
What happened was.
I dated girls for a long time.
Yeah.
But what's your body count, do you think?
On what?
Having sex with people. Number of dudes.
Can I count?
Yeah, you can count them. Like, I've got maybe a dozen, something like that.
I think that's where I'm at, too.
A dozen.
I think I counted before. I think I'm like 12, 13-ish.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not crazy, but we've been married for fucking a million years, right? And you go like that.
I like how we both, like, exaggerated how long it is.
Fucking million years, whatever. But I've got buddies that are, like,
50s.
Hundreds.
Seriously?
Like beach life guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were hooking up every single night.
Our friend in Phoenix.
Which one? Oh, yeah. I talked to him. Yeah. He's banging everybody. He's to this day.
He's banging babes.
And that's fine. Like, you live your life, bro.
You do you.
Yeah, you're going to catch AIDS.
Just be safe.
But nonetheless, even if you get the AIDS nowadays, there is
curable.
There's cures for this.
It's not curable. It's undetectable. That's the difference. Because if you stop taking your meds, I'm pretty sure you get it again.
Maybe. I don't know the answer to that. But whatever. All right. Woman who stayed celibate under her wedding night shared five things she wished she had knew before she got married.
Okay.
Before the night. I should say the night.
The wedding night.
Yeah. The wedding night for any couple can be a hugely hyped up experience. And there can be a lot of going on during the busy day. In the more traditional times, it was expected that the bride and groom would both be virgins.
Right. My nephew was, and his girlfriend was. Weird. Anyways, keep going.
They don't watch this shit. They're quirky as fuck. All right. And, one Christian woman shared about how she abstained from sex until her wedding night and opened up on the things she wished she had known before the time she did the deed.
Okay.
Right. Alicia, here's a picture. I need to turn this one off.
Don't mute us again.
I'm going to try not to. Here we go. All right, there you go. Alicia and John Tucker tied the knot in 2020 and both held off from sex until.
Well, he was probably having sex before her. And then he realized he really liked her.
Okay. So number one, I'm going to call shit out.
Okay, number one.
He's a black man.
Once you go black, you don't go back.
He's got a huge...
Not necessarily.
Nope, fuck off.
So every black man has a big cock is what you're saying?
Compared to a Frenchman, yes. I'm a Frenchman.
There are probably a lot of white guys, Hispanic guys.
Nope. No, they're not.
Israeli guys. Maybe even Israeli. A Chinaman once in a blue moon. An Asian man, I should say.
Jesus Christ. No, that's not a thing.
Asian man once in a blue
Asian
moon.
Asian men have like tiny little
Asian tiny men have tiny, tiny. There are some big Asians in this world.
Yeah, Yao Ming is like one of a billion.
Well, she's cute.
She's cute.
She's really cute. So is he.
In a very Mormonistic way.
No, she's very cute in a girl next door kind of way.
In a video from November of last year, called Wedding Night Tips for the Celibate Brides, Lisha opened up about her own experience. Said, it can be a lot. All the anticipation leading up to the wedding night. So I compiled a list of 5 things. Her first tip was that the celibate bride should be open with her partner in the days leading up to their first time. Well, no shit, you fucking
retard. Say that again? I'm sorry.
She should be open with her partner, be like, hey, it's going to fucking hurt.
Well, he already knows. He should be saying, hey, babe, it's going to hurt.
She should probably be...
In all my books, they tell the girl, it's going to hurt.
All right, so my question is this.
My virgin books.
Like, girl, you're getting married to a black man. Do girls start doing stretching techniques? What I mean is not like
splits. No, that doesn't do anything to your hole, babe.
No, you can start jamming shit in there.
That's not the splits then.
No, I said not the splits.
Oh, I thought you said doing the split.
Stretching techniques.
I mean, but here's the thing. It depends if she's trying to keep her hymen in place or not.
Just don't go so deep, right?
No, you don't have to go that deep.
I don't know the answers to any of these questions.
I lost my virginity at 18, so I don't remember. Actually, you know what? That's like 17. 17, I don't remember. Okay. Said the man who had sex at 13.
Yeah.
I loved him. And I loved the Lex one.
My partner
after him.
Over there, I still know exactly who he was.
So do I.
You don't know mine.
No, I know mine.
You know your whatever. So ease pre-sex nerves, pre-sex nerves. Lisa suggested that the couples shower together beforehand as a way to relax.
That's not going to relax you.
No.
No.
You just get all hot and horny. Yeah. That dude's dick.
That's what she needs to do beforehand.
Was crawling up her shoulder by the time.
That's what she needs to do beforehand to get all like.
Yeah. That thing was massaging her fucking spinal cord.
Shut up. You're making a lot of assumptions based off somebody's ethnicity that you have no idea.
No,
about.
What I'm getting at.
A lot of large black wieners in the world?
What I am getting at is like, if I were a dude that had never had sex before.
You'd be banging her shoulder?
He's
had sex, babe. Had sex before her.
They were celibate.
They were celibate. Doesn't mean he was celibate before he met her.
Isn't celibate mean you never had sex?
No, celibate means you just aren't having sex.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, he had sex probably before her. She was a virgin. He was being celibate. I mean, she's being celibate too, but.
Go fuck yourself. That ruined the whole story. Like, that is
the
thing.
Because you really thought that he hadn't had sex?
No, I don't think he did. I think he was a good Christian.
Celibate just means you're abstaining from sex.
No, I think he was a good Christian.
Okay, well, if you need that in your mind to keep going with the story, go.
Right. So, God damn it. Now, you think so? He looks like a He looks like a good Christian boy. I don't think he had sex. We're going to go with he did not have sex. They had sex together for the first time.
I mean, okay, we'll go with that. If that makes you feel better.
Now she's ruined for life.
No, she's not. She's married.
Right. She said you can easily get a got to go back. Lisa explained. So
here's the thing I always wonder. So no sex, does that mean she did not get frisky? Like, they never messed, like, they never had oral.
This isn't
they never
Mormonism
had
where you can put it in
third base. So. They never had, I mean, they had to have messed around. There had to be some chemistry there.
I
sexually.
Don't think so.
How do you know if you like somebody if you don't mess around?
So that's why I brought, anyway, let's pretend a whole bunch of shit. They didn't bang. They banged the first time. It hurt like a bitch. We're just going to jump through the steps, right? I'm not going to read the rest
of it. It doesn't hurt like a bitch the first time for everyone. It doesn't. It doesn't.
Motherfucker's black dude.
It still doesn't.
He's
hurt.
Got a hog on him like 17 inches long.
It only. Okay. Anyways.
It only.
Hashtag know the science behind it.
Like, well, I know you did calisthenics.
No, I was a very. Girls can break their hymen racking themselves on a
bike.
I know. Just because she was a virgin doesn't mean she was intact.
Chuck said he does Kegel exercise to keep his hymen intact.
I mean, that's not going to keep your hymen intact. It'll keep your bladder intact. And your orgasm's amazing. But it does nothing for
I'm
your
doing
hymen.
Doing them now.
Oh, my. But I can't talk and do them at the same time.
You can talk and do them.
You're not doing them right, then. You know how you work blink. Your Kegel? Stop peeing in the middle of a pee.
I know how to do it. Dude, I'm fucking 47
That'll
years old.
That'll feel very different than what you were doing right there.
I'm doing them
Speaking
right now.
Of pee, I have to really
Anyway,
pee.
So, all right.
Okay.
What were we getting at?
So, sex
Sometimes
before
these
marriage.
Fucking shows
so
go
listen,
off the goddamn
I
rail.
Am of
I'm
the,
just saying, dude blew chick out, and
I
then
am,
he
I am
realized
saying
he
that,
likes anal more.
Here's the thing, like, people, my mom used to say, why buy the cow when the milk is free? I'm like, well, what if the cow sucks?
Oh, no, that was my point, to have that conversation with you.
What if the cow is so bad?
You had had sex before you got married.
Yeah, obviously. I just said I was
but
17.
But I thought you were a good Christian girl.
I was a good Christian girl.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you tell your parents you had sex
no.
before you got married?
My mom knew. She knew.
Was she buying
She also knew I smoked weed. She's like, you thought you were so tricky. We know you smoked weed. And I was like, she tells me this on the day I'm getting married to Jamie. We're going to the rehearsal dinner. And Dana and Leanna and I are back there. We're like laughing. And somebody
Did you smoke
said,
weed?
Somebody said about getting high. And we all went, and my mom turned around in her seat. And she goes, you girls think you're so sly. I know you're talking about weed. And I know you all smoke weed. And I was like, we would
Meanwhile,
never.
Meanwhile, her dad was a DEA
No, my dad
agent.
Was fucking cracking up. But I literally looked at her. I was like, we would never. I was so affronted. But Dana and Leanne are cracking up. They're like, we're so fucking busted. I'm like, we are now because you didn't deny it.
And we're going to a wedding, so fuck off.
We're going to rehearsal dinner.
Same thing.
So yeah, what if it really, like you're just, he's,
what if
he or
just
she is horrible. I mean,
into-
I guess you could, I say this with like, not train, but you could help her figure out what you like. You can help him figure out what you like. And you go on this new adventure of figuring that out. That might be fun, but what if they never get better? What if they're 2 buck chuck and they're done in 2 minutes?
He's definitely done in two. If he's never gotten laid.
Well, hopefully not anymore.
Like he's never gotten laid just as a man, like before. He's definitely finishing in like.
What if her
or
vagina
he gets
just,
super nervous. And
what if
it's like,
her vagina is just so magical he gets done in, anybody gets done
or
in 2 minutes?
What if it's like throwing a hot dog in the hallway and she's been fucking accidentally stuffing fucking stuff inside her to.
She's been using big old, like, unrealistic dildos, like,
those fucking alien ones.
I was going to say, like, she's been using, like...
Because theoretically, she would still be a virgin. She's yeah. Her hymen wouldn't just... Would,
well, most,
because
most,
to your
most hymens aren't in place. It's kind of
intact.
A, intact, thank you.
Would she have to go back to get the
You
intact?
Fall too hard, you can break your fucking hymen. What? Would she have to go back? What do you mean?
Get the surgery.
You can't get it back.
Is that a Mormon thing?
You can't get it back.
No, they can there's a surgery for it. They put a thing over there. They
put
like,
a mesh in you that's fake. It's not
yeah,
real.
They,
you
it's,
cannot.
It's basically like saran wrap that
you
they
cannot,
just insert
you cannot,
in you.
You cannot fix your hymen. Once it's gone, it's gone.
I don't know the rules.
And listen, if you're a gymnast, if you date a gymnast, for sure she doesn't have a hymen.
Just got blown out.
Well, think
that
about.
That thing just got blown
think
out.
Think about like, how many. A lot of it is physical activity. Hymen.
Is Mick locked in a closet?
No, he's downstairs barking at something in the window bedroom window. He probably sees a squirrel
it sounds
or
like he's in the closet
a baby
somewhere.
Possum.
I think he locked himself in the closet.
Milo's down here going, he didn't lock himself. I put him in the closet because I can do handles.
Listen, I can
mix
man.
A quarter. I can not gay.
Get back
mind.
In the closet.
Anyways, so like,
I don't know.
And here's the other problem. So if you have sex with somebody and it's amazing, you can marry them for the wrong reason. Hashtag true story. I happened to me.
You could marry them for the sex only.
Yeah. Well, and if I
because your prior husband had a giant ding dong,
and we lived in separate towns, so like literally it was all about the physicality.
So you
we
married me
together.
For my money. You married him
yes,
for
definitely yeah, for your money.
For all my money.
For all your riches, bitches.
Not my penis.
Your penis works just fine.
It does sometimes. And when it doesn't, go out to, I'm just kidding, go out to forhims.com. But I do have to say, hey, Mac Belts, I want to throw out a shout out to Mac Belts, because if we go to the Cornival, I meant to mention this. If we go to Cornival, I'm going to fucking wear my cowboy boots.
You're not going to wear your cowboy boots with shorts.
I'm going to wear fucking shorts.
No.
I've got a tank top with a fucking American flag.
Listen.
And I've got a fucking cowboy hat.
I will go to Cornival. We will ride in the same car, and we will not walk in the same footsteps.
And I'm going to be wearing my Mac belt. Mac belts. Go out to macbelts.com. Use the discount code Fraternitas.
A tourniquet.
Fraternitas. Let me spell it out.
What is that?
Frater.
Discount code?
Hang on a second. Fraternitas.
Let me see if I can spell it. Hold on.
Fraternitas. 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 For 10% off of their belts. Fraternitas.
I think that'd be so difficult.
For 10% off, because he doesn't give away discount codes. It's 10% off, man. The fucking quality of the belts that I've got one downstairs, man.
Hi, handsome.
And these belts, go out and look at macbelts.com. Check out his Instagram. He's literally like smashing fucking cinder blocks with him. He's breaking fucking car windows and shit with him.
He's like, breaking cinder blocks on top of the belt buckle.
With the belt buckle is what I'm saying.
No, on the belt buckle. Isn't he also breaking, like dropping it?
That too, and he's hanging fucking cinder blocks. And he's smashing the living shit out of fucking... Dude.
So it's basically a weapon.
That's his point. It's like these things are... Everything is U.S.-based. The leather is based out of... Is sourced from the United States. The fucking, even the machinery that puts the parts together is based out of, it was old school, made in the United States. So go out and check out Mac Belts. Do them a favor. Go out and pick one up. There's some cheaper ones.
Inexpensive.
I want to say cheaper, but like more inexpensive. But I got the $200 one, man. And I got
$40
off or something, $20 off. But I was like, fuck that. I was like, I interviewed him. You can go back and check out the interview.
He's a handsome gentleman.
Mac, he was a...
He's got some little twang in his...
It was Navy SEAL.
He's not cool, only dude. Handsome, but he's a badass, is what you're saying.
Dude's a fucking badass.
He wasn't a virgin when he got married.
He was banging fucking tie hookers, probably.
Ew, why'd you have to go hooker? He
probably wasn't. Sorry, Mac, you definitely weren't doing
it. Seriously, he's a good Christian man.
Yeah, actually, he is. So, sorry, we'll have to delete that out of
this. Yeah, you're going to have to beep, beep. Beep, 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 beep. Milo looked at me like...
I didn't say they were like lady boys.
Greg, stop while you're ahead, bitch.
What?
What?
I love you, Mac. Cheers, man. You're awesome.
He's never going to be on the show again. Nor give you a
and
discount
code. I was just thinking
again.
About it. We need to get Mac back on the show. Maybe we'll just delete that section of the show. Mm-hmm. All right. What is your feel good for tonight, honey?
Hold on, I got a burp.
Wow. We love you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out tonight.
Can you move your big butt?
Let's pick that cat up.
Big butt gonna make you go wow. So my feel good, you have a photo.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So let me so I've talked a lot about my trainer.
Yep.
It's cute today. She never wears glasses. She had glasses on today. She fucking kills me, dude. Like I couldn't even I had to drive home like I was driving a bus today. Like this. With the steering wheel, because I couldn't do this.
That's why I was a like little Audi.
Not little.
Well, a mid-size Audi. Like basically the thing could drive itself home if you really wanted it to.
Potentially. And but she gets so excited when I look at her, and I told her, I was like, oh, bitch, you're getting a death threat tomorrow. And she's like, oh, yay. But I really, I love that like she's a friend now. Like she's not, normally when I go to the gym, I have to blast fucking dance
you like
music.
Talking to somebody and like
I don't normally like talking to somebody.
No, I know,
but
yeah, no, I agree.
With her, she makes it fun. There's a net, and I was like, you know what, I need a picture because we talk about you at least once a week. And so she gave me this picture.
There you go. It's you and your trainer
Heather. Yeah. And so B is super like, so like today she's so cute. Like she killed my fucking shoulders who are soldiers. And she afterwards, like we're trying to figure out how to stretch them because they hurt so bad. She's like, bitch, this summer in a tank top though. Bam. You're, what are these called?
Deltoids.
Your deltoids are kicking. And I was like, they're not really going to kick. They're just dead right now. So, she took a picture of us and because I couldn't hold my fucking phone straight because my shoulders could not handle it anymore. But she just makes it fun. And I think that's important.
So that's. No, that's that actually that
for
is cool.
me, that's huge.
So I, like it's kind of having like when I've got Jonathan, I've got Crystal, I've got. But you become friends with them.
Yeah.
And you can be friends with them outside of.
Yes.
Just working out.
Yep.
She watches the show now.
She does when she can. Is,
well, yeah,
she had her kids tonight, so she's like, I don't think I'm gonna be able to watch because it's not really kid friendly. And I was like, no, I'm totally gonna get it.
Andrew texted me like, hey, we mentioned you.
Yeah, so no, I already told her. I was like, I'm gonna put this picture on. You cool with me showing you? She's like, absolutely. Yeah. So,
nice to meet you.
What's and here's again? The thing. So Heather, sorry, so Heather. She, and she is a walking
nice
billboard.
To meet you, Heather. I've never met you.
She
nice
told me
to
that she
picture.
Got super excited because she's been on her own workout journey, right? Because she lost a bunch of weight because she was going through divorce, like most people do. And so she's working to get healthy and like get fit. And she was like, for the first time ever, I have the V. And I was like, oh,
the back V?
No, the stomach V. Like right over your hip bones, like that.
Oh, I've got that.
Shut up, bitch. Nobody cares about what you have. and
you've
she was like,
too.
I no, not I've had it when I was very skinny.
Dude. All right.
But so like she's super excited about fitness, which makes me super excited about fitness. And so it's like just the guy that hooked us up made a good pairing and now she's a friend. And so she makes it fun, even though by the end,
fuck
I'm like,
who cares?
I hate
fuck
you.
All of everybody
so
else.
So that's my feel good. It's a little probably silly and self-centered, but
who cares?
I need
was
motivation
my whole
in my life.
Point of doing like kind of calling it like a feel good Friday kind of episode, right?
MC
like
said dag nabbit. I love that
starting
word.
Out the podcast with like
a feel good.
You can find a feel good anywhere. Like just dive into it. Right. And I think that's that not kind of, it's really, really important. I've talked about this in the past episodes. Like I think it's been a while though. Is
Nico said it's kid friendly.
Fuck, this is absolutely
because I'm a kid. I act like a kid all the time.
But you go like this, right? When you really think about like what's a feel good, is Nico is finding like things with your wife or your kids or whatever, your family, and finding something that makes you fucking happy.
Well, it's encouraging. And for me, working out has not been encouraging for a long time. Like,
it
she's
was just
even going to start.
Of
she's going to start. Like, I asked her, I said, can I ask you a favor? Of all the workouts that you exercises that you sent me on a spreadsheet, can you give me a Monday workout when I don't work out with you? Because my goal is to do 3 days cardio, 3 days weights, and take a day off. She's like, I'll absolutely do that for you.
But it's also the fact that I don't want it just to be like the fact of working out. It's like finding joy,
connections, and fun.
That's what I'm getting at.
Like she and I are perfect together. Because I didn't tell you on Wednesday. This dude had to be like,
oh, skinny leg man.
6'5". No, different guy.
Oh, different.
6'5". I couldn't tell if he was trying to become a woman or if he was a dude with just man tits. And she was like, so like we have
was
fun.
It fun?
She has fun like making up stories with me about people. Cause that's my thing. I'm like, oh, you know, he goes home and da 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 da, you know? And she plays along and she doesn't get offended. And,
I love the fact that you do that. I absolutely.
I fucking make up stories all the time.
I do the same thing about
I have
people.
To.
Okay,
people
so go on.
Gyms,
what's the rest of this fucking story?
Well, no, like this guy, and she's like, you don't even, like, every female trainer that works here, he like hits on her and comes up and he's like, let me give you your phone. Let me give you my number. And she's like, no. And he's like, and then you can make me routine. I just want it for businesses. And she's like, no. And she goes, and he walks off and the girl next to me goes, dude, he did that to me last week. So like, I think he's just a man with boobs. I think he ate too much soy.
Oh, he's soy.
But he's so
but he's an old guy.
No, I mean, he's probably your age.
Okay.
But he's so fucking tall that you cannot miss him. And I literally I was doing
I don't understand. Okay. I need to All right, we'll blur his face.
You want me to get a picture if I ever see him? Like, I have never seen him at the gym before, so.
And then today
I decided the Gold's Gym guy that works out in the same shirt every day and wears Crocs, I was like, he's my favorite because he was dancing and he was just so happy.
He was dancing.
He was like, he had his headset on and he was like taking a break between his stuff and he was like, he was dancing like Travis dances, like at the gym, like all like serious face. And I was like, dude, you're my new fucking favorite.
How in the fuck do people?
Hey, to each their own. We'll get you through your workout.
I agree.
And then she and I were talking. I go, do you think he washes that shirt every night or do you think he has five just
like
it? So
this is my response to your feel good.
Yeah.
Is this is your feel good. Is fucking the whole environment of it and being able to be like, there's so many fucking crazy people out there.
All right. And I'm sure somebody's looking at me doing the same thing. And I hope they are. I hope I bring them joy. I hope I do something like my face when I get toward the end of it.
Do the same thing. Do the same thing out there, you guys. You know, jorts are absolutely.
I used to fucking love jorts. I had like 3 pairs in the 90s.
Dude, Beth got me.
And they got back. They got popular again.
Beth got me some Black Rifle Coffee Company. What do you call those?
Workout shorts?
Man, what the fuck are they called? Not man panties.
No, you don't wear panties, thank God.
They're something like that. I can't remember. But they're basically just like
they're short shorts. They're workout shorts.
Yeah. So I wear those.
Most people, they're shorter than they are in you, but. Yeah.
They go mid thigh for me.
Yeah, they'd be high
short
thigh
for me.
They'd be
bro.
High thigh for some people.
Yeah, they're. I can't think
on,
of what they're called.
On womb
ranger
they'd be,
panties. On, they're called. They basically ranger
on
panties.
On womb they'd be tidy whities.
Yeah, they're ranger panties. 6'3" is what they call them. Right, and I throw those on and I fucking roll into like the gym side. Silkies, thank you. Same.
Well,
idea,
and
right?
Is she laughs at me because I told you I'm a heavy sweater. So like she had me sitting down on a bench and I'm wearing shorts and my shorts aren't long. Fuck it, I got good legs. And so like the first time we did this, I like stood up and I was like, oh, butt sweat, you shouldn't clean that up. Let me get it with my towel first and then you can clean it up. And she lost her shit.
Like,
let me clean my butt sweat up and then you can do it with the sanitizer after that. But she was like, so now when I sit down on a bench, I automatically throw my towel down. I was like, nobody wants clean butt sweat. And she's like, you're a weirdo. And I was like, I'm not lying when I say nobody wants to clean someone else's butt sweat.
No, like sit on some towels, bitch.
Yeah.
But I do fun. Wear the Ranger panties, the silkies.
What's a MASF supplements?
I don't know. Massive
heavy sweater. No, seriously. Chuck knows I'm a heavy sweater. He's seen me. He's seen me dancing. He's seen me at the end of the night.
That was when we met. Chuck was there when we met.
Chuck was our wingman. Like the three of us would go out Wednesday, Thursday, Chuck, Friday, Saturday.
Thank you guys. All right. With that, I need to say we're at the end of the show tonight. We've done feel good.
God, I have to be so bad.
Go out
gosh.
And do something good for each other. Give a dollar to somebody. Take that inspiration.
You don't have to do
kid.
That. Make somebody smile.
No, just take that inspiration.
Smile.
Make somebody smile.
Smile fucking at somebody.
Joke at somebody. Like, but I mean, don't be like.
Don't be a dick about it.
You're fucking.
Don't be a Greg Lamontagne about it. Yeah, actually, be kind with the joke.
Like, there's. You can have fun with it, but be good. Be good. Human beings is what I'm
don't be
at.
Good but be
we
good
love you guys
beings.
Very much thank you so much for joining us go out and like
Please
subscribe to the bars over with Beth
yes,
and Greg
give some comments if you haven't it helps us grow we're
Hit
almost 600
like subscribe we're almost 600 subscribers share the show if you don't mind like just hit the fucking share throw it out to your Instagram please
or your
please,
Facebook or your Facebook, Snapchat whatever. Or whatever
just
you do
to hit the share button and link it Please do. It helps us. We're not looking to grow too much.
Yes, we are. I want to retire.
Except for everywhere.
I want to
We want
retire.
To be on. We want
this
to
is
be.
My retirement plan, bitches. Make it happen.
We're coming up on 400th, our 400th episode. May 29th is the goal.
We hit 4 years and did nothing.
No, we did. Just had a little party.
In my pants. Anyways. Yeah.
But 400 episodes is coming up and I'm working on getting some good people.
Chucky, I don't know what kick
come
is.
On,
tell me what that is.
Or
later.
At least somebody big to come on.
We're going
to
figure something out.
Right. And we'll go from there. But we love you guys so much. Thank
hey,
you so
I hope
much.
You have a fun, safe weekend.
We've got.
I don't know if you're like we are, but it's going to be like 90 and 96% humidity. So I'm not washing my hair all weekend.
By the way, if you follow. Some of the other podcasts that we follow, where I'm working on, and this weekend we're going to be recording another podcast with this guy called Gary.
Let's hope it happens.
I'm going to say it's going
to
happen.
Let's hope it happens. It was supposed to happen before, and it fell through.
So this dude, Gary,
not because of Gary.
Nope. Gary, cheers, bro.
Coming at you, bitch.
See you later.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
Like and subscribe.
Welcome to the Bars Open with Beth and Greg.